and this water run right between those crocks all the time.
I see.
Keep that milk blinking, keep it cool all the time.
Uh-huh. When it gets bad, it gets blinking, is that?
That's right.
Now, what about the clothes? Now, where did you buy your clothing? Or did they used to make their own clothing?
Our mother made our clothing. She wove the cloth and spun the yarn and made our socks.
Uh-huh.
She made our clothes.
What kind of cloth did she use, you know?
We call it, when she we call it jeans.
Uh-huh.
Heavy, it's heavy goods.
Uh-huh.
Pair of pants, make us boys a pair of pants, it lasts us 2 years.
Do you remember the kind of cloth she used? And the kind of, you know, she made the cloth, but the kind of material she used to make she wove into the cloth.
Well, I don't know whether I understand what you mean there or not.
Well,
she spun this on a loom.
Yeah.
She spun this thread and then run it on cobs,
uh-huh.
Corn cobs,
uh-huh.
And then she put that in and wove it. I don't know, you ever see them old people weaving?
No.
But they had threads of, I couldn't say, it looked like 400 or 500 maybe. And they'd work with that with their feet and cross it back, and then they'd shove this pedal through, and then they'd work their feet and back through and just started to pull, and that's the way they wove that cloth.
Now, the thread, though, that she used, did she buy the thread, or did she make the thread, too?
She made the thread a lot of time.
What did she make the thread from, this one?
Sheep wool.
Sheep wool.
That's right. Okay. Yarn.
Did they ever make anything out of tow? Lady was telling me yesterday about they used to make clothes out of tow.
Well, now that's back before I can...
Flax. I never did see that.
I never did see that.
Yeah, she said that was... Really went from raising the sheep and then sheared them and then processed the wool yourself.
They washed that wool, cleaned it, the burrs and everything that sheep would get into that wool. They cleaned it out nice, and then they had cards. They'd card that wool and roll it in little rolls, about as big as your arm, be about that long. And then they had a spinning machine, a wheel, and they spin that and then run it on cobs.
Uh-huh.
Make that through there.
I see, and then it took it from there into the...
That's right. And that spinning wheel, and then they'd get that yarn to where they wanted it, then they'd knit socks out of it. That's where they worked.
I see. Now, what was your... were there any other... there was a store, you said there was a store in town. Were there any other people in town who provided any kinds of services? Besides the general, you had a general store, I suppose.
Well, I can't think of any.
Was there a blacksmith? Was there a blacksmith?
Well, here in the valley, there was a blacksmith down here at the old forge,
uh-huh.
Where they used to run and make ore,
uh-huh.
Make iron ore down here at this old shady forge.
How far up was that?
Oh, I'd say that's about a mile from here. Mm-hmm. It goes straight across the country there.
Is that on a creek?
Yes.
Which creek is it?
Beaver Dam Creek.
Uh-huh. Do you know what a bloomery is?
For what, man?
A bloomery. Did you ever hear that word bloomery used in talking about a forge?
No, I don't.
Did you ever do any other kind of work other than farming?
Oh, I've logged. Cut timber.
Now, did you do that right in the valley?
Yeah, and out of the valley too. I went to other places after this timber was all logged out.
Uh-huh.
I went to New River down in Blue Knoxville, Tennessee,
uh-huh.
And then North Carolina, Shells Mills, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And
how much time did you spend doing that, would you say?